by, see them in NR Development, ITT Village, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma in Dewey, and Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the number is 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls, and I am here till 9:30. And Fireplaces Plus is our Consumer Call sponsor of the day, and we appreciate that. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
We're in for a big Monday warm-up after the chilly start to our day. Lots of sunshine today, southwesterly winds. That'll push us into the 60s already at the lunchtime hour and highs in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. It won't be t-shirt weather after today, though. A strong cold front enters late tonight. By early Tuesday morning, we're in the mid to upper 30s with wind chills in the 20s and gusty north winds. A light wintry mix is possible Tuesday morning. No accumulation, but cold Tuesday afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Thank you, Stephen, for the weather update. Right now, it is beautiful out, sunny, with looking for a high of 73 with a low of 36 this evening, and then the bottom falls out, and 80% chance of snow tomorrow with a high of 48, low 28. But right now, it's 55 beautiful degrees out, so enjoy it today. Our time now is 9:16. With that, let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. You are on Consumer Calls. How may I help you?
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
We have an amazing lineup of speakers tonight at our Washington County Republican Party monthly meeting. This is an open GOP meeting. It takes place downtown Restaurant Crossing 2nd. Downtown Restaurant Crossing 2nd is located near the southwest corner of 2nd and Osage. So this is happening tonight at 6:30 p.m. We have four great speakers this evening, and I am particularly excited about getting Amanda Teagarden. She is an absolute superstar at explaining the process of getting a bill through the House. And if you think, like I once did, that you cannot imagine a more boring or tedious subject matter, you've got to hear Amanda Teagarden. She speaks all over the state at colleges and universities. She has inspired many young people to get involved in the governmental process. She also has the inside scoop on how to actually reach our elected representatives. So her presentation alone, like I said before, is worth the price of admission, which is free, unless you want to have dinner. And if you do, you can come a little early, like around 5:30, and enjoy that. For those who love and appreciate our God-given right to keep and bear arms, also known as the Second Amendment of the Constitution, Bartlesville has recently become a Second Amendment sanctuary city. And if you want to hear why we should be thrilled about that, Our beloved Sheriff Scott Owen will be giving us the details on this great development. Dan Nallen of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association will be there to discuss recent legislation around the Second Amendment. And last but not least, former Oklahoma Representative Earl Sears will close our meeting this evening with his unique and perhaps surprising perspective on today's political climate. So this is going to be a great opportunity to become informed and get inspired. Again, that is this evening at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second at 6:30 p.m. And thank you, Sharon, for your service here.
All right, you're so very welcome. And again, that's the Republican Party monthly meeting tonight with all these four wonderful speakers that she listed, Amanda Teagarden, Scott Owen, Earl Sears, you name it, they're there. They're going to inform you about what's going on in the politic world. And that's again tonight at 6:30 at Crossing Second. It's free unless you want dinner. Come early for that. And enjoy the evening. We appreciate it. Thank you. And with that, looking for your calls. I am wide open right now, 918-336-1400. And I'll be right back.
Tickets are on sale now for the K-1 Cooking Extravaganza. Tomorrow at the Bartlesville Community Center, celebrity chefs will share their favorite recipes with step-by-step demonstrations.
Returning to the stage,
back by popular demand, Chef Jamie Dunn, along with Master Chef Mark Spencer of Painted Horse, and David Barter with Michael Minich from the Green Country Village. Enjoy booth browsing of local businesses, including
Airyvac, Life Team, Tate Boys Tire and Service, Evans Nursery,
Imaging Concepts, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Double G Bulldog, Dewey Hotel, Pampered Chef, Jennifer Bernard, Medical Lodges of Dewey, Shawnee Milling Company,
Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center, Diamond Head Wine LLC, and Decent Collectibles Association, West Termite Pest and Lawn, Ferris Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doors open at 3 and the stage show begins at 6:30. VIP tickets are sold out, so get your reserve seats soon. For best selection, go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com or stop by the Bartlesville Community Center. It's the K-1 Cooking Extravaganza tomorrow at the Bartlesville Community Center.
And that is our K-1 Cooking Extravaganza tomorrow evening. And tickets are $11, handling included. VIP tickets are sold out. So you can go online and for your best selection of Bartlesville at BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com or stop by the Bartlesville Community Center box office and get your tickets there. Group discounts are available for four or more. And they're leaving. The Bartlesville Community Center is leaving open seats between families and skipping rows for social distancing. So no worries there, no panics. Doors open at 3 for booth browsing, and the stage show will begin at 6:30. And take a sneak peek into the kitchens of Master Chef Mark Spencer, Chef David Varner, and returning to the stage by popular demand, Chef Jamie Dunn. Now, note that patrons can still exchange their tickets up until showtime if space is available. Redeem early for guaranteed seating. That's tomorrow evening. Be there.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to KRIG 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Market.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KRIG.
It's cold out, and to stay warm inside, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma can show you how to heat your home economically with a romantic flame from the hearth, guaranteed. They know their stuff because they have 40 years of hands-on experience. For your warmth alternatives, check out Fireplaces Plus in Dewey at 817 North Osage Avenue. And be sure to ask about this month's special. Right now, get $500 off a Brown Majolica Lilyhammer Fireplace. That's Fireplaces Plus, 918-534-2400.
And, of course, our thanks goes out to Fireplaces Plus for being today's consumer call sponsor. Right now, it's 9:23, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. Then shortly after that, our Doggone Report.
What's next? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma. While oil ended the week with profit-taking dropping the price, the week overall proved to be a winning one for oil prices, with four straight up sessions fueled by rising Mideast tensions involving Iran and the U.S., as well as Saudi Arabia and Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, and revised forecasts from the International Energy Agency and OPEC predicting greater than previously expected growth in global energy demand this year. Also putting upward pressure through the week on prices, strong economic numbers from China, the world's largest oil importer, and the third straight weekly drop in U.S. crude inventories. All that was enough for traders to largely ignore, at least for now, the fact that the pandemic is back in a big way globally, with the World Health Organization reporting confirmed cases of COVID-19 are approaching the highest rate since the start of the pandemic. Also worrying to some analysts, continued growth in the U.S. rig count. More on that in a moment. But even with those concerns, for the week, the NYMEX May crude contract jumped 6.4% to end at $63.13 a barrel. Natural gas also had a strong week, thanks to colder-than-normal weather hitting much of the country. The NYMEX May natural gas contract rose 6.1% on the week, ending at $2.68 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. continues its climb out of the basement dug by the pandemic, rising another seven in the latest weekly Baker Hughes report. But the total of 439 is still 17% below the year-ago total. Oklahoma's rig count rose by 1 to 21, 14% off the total of a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. Nothing to report today, so that's a good thing. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, though, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we see there. And now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. And at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. However, it does go to us, and we take care of what we need to, and we send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, that's S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. And that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Don't have any more time to take any more calls today, but that's okay. I'll be back in tomorrow with more Consumer Calls at the same time, same station. That's K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 at 910 till 930. Our time now is almost 929, 55 degrees out. Looking for that high of 73. So enjoy the weather today, and I will talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Stay safe and be well. Talk to you tomorrow.
I had a mother share this with me recently.
Dr. Gary Chapman on Focus on the Family Minute.
And she said, I was shocked when my